Episode 1052, Everything Happens for a Reason.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are off to a wonderful start for a beautiful new week. Can you believe December is around the corner? And yes, Black Friday sales are over, and you have got to do a mindset shift. We're talking about everything happens for a reason. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, my life has been a whirlwind. If you listened to yesterday's episode, you knew I did it sitting in front of a toilet. I know, TMI, but I am real and honest with you all. And I think that's what makes us different here at Create Your Now. So today, it's all about everything happens for a reason. I thought, what better way is a comeback than to talk about our mindset shift? I could have gotten stuck in not feeling well. And I got to tell you, honestly, I'm not feeling real well right now, but I am feeling better. So thank you all for your prayers. But it's easy for us to hone in on the negative. You can't always explain the circumstances in your life, but everything happens for a reason. Running from the bad and embracing the good can be exhausting. You probably have found yourself in that cyclone event where you're going, oh gosh, why me? I sit here and I'm trampled by everything. Why is it? Why me? I don't understand why I can't get to where I want to go. And then when something good happens, you're like, yes, it's about daggum time. What was I thinking? I knew this would happen. I just have to continue to push through. When you're in that cyclonic effect, your mindset really begins to weaken over time. And why is that? Because you're really living on emotions, always looking for the reason to the question, why? Why? What would happen if you went from why to how? Let's look at why. Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me keeps you stuck right where you are. It harbors the guilt and the shame and the failure. And actually, we probably feel comfortable there. Why? Well, because we all have fallen short. And when we fall short, we get comfortable there. When we fail, we know, oh, we know what that feels like. Because when we succeed, we don't get that successful moment every single time. We feel like our successful moments are few and far between. But our failures, oh, I've been there, done that. I get it. So instead of figuring a way to move forward, we get stuck in the why. Why did this happen to me? Why, why? But when you shift it to how can this grow me? There's something about it where it pushes you forward. It moves you toward the next step. It empowers you. It shifts from the good or the bad, and it makes it what it is. You see it as factual. You kind of remove yourself from the emotions. And yes, it is important to acknowledge your emotions and feelings, but most of us stop there. We get trapped in the emotional whirlwind. God has bigger plans for you. And if you allow yourself to be swallowed up by the emotions, you never see the way out. It reminds me of Jonah and the whale. He got swallowed up. He could have just sat there and said, okay, oh, woe's me. Why this, Lord? He was the one who was running. He was the one who was causing havoc, running from God. Now, I'm not saying you're running from God, but when we stay in the why, when we stay in the guilt and the shame and the failure, we are running. We're running from what God has in store for us because we don't see the possibilities. We only see probability. We get stuck in the statistics. Oh, I knew this would happen because, well, 9 out of 10 times it's happened to me. So I kind of figured it was in my favor that I would lose. Everything happens for a reason. When you get swallowed up by your emotions, you never see the way out. You shut God out. And when you shut God out, you don't see the possibilities. You just stay in the why. Where are you today? Are you staying in that why? Why can I get my bills paid? Why can I get that job promotion that I want? The why leads me to the, oh man, it's always like my fault. Think about how you ask yourself the question when you use the word why. There's usually this negative connotation adapted into the sentence or the question. You got to move away from that. Everything happens for a reason, so ask how for the season. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Ask how for your season. How stands for this, how one wins. It's how one wins. You're going to remove the negative and you're going to look at, okay, what can I do right here, right now with the circumstance that I'm in? How can one win? How can I win? Because I know there's a way to win at this. There's got to be a way out. When you look at how one wins, let's break it down into three steps here. Number one, you shift from impossible to I'm possible. And that's huge. Most of us are looking at our lives that it's impossible. I'm never going to get to where I want to be. I'm never going to see my dream. I'm never going to be able to pay off my bills. I'm never going to marry the right man. I'm never going to see my Prince Charming. I'm never going to have the marriage that I wanted. I'm never, 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 never. It gets exhausting. I'm exhausted saying it. How one wins. Shift from impossible to I'm possible. Because that's how God sees you. He looks at you through a different lens. He says, Sue, you got this. Christy, go here. Chanel, what are you doing? Bonnie, come on. Tracy, what are you thinking? Joyce, I've got this all planned out for you. But you have to be willing to say, I'm possible. Number two, open the doors of possibility, not probability. When you turn on the TV, you turn on the radio. Okay, maybe not the like the Pandoras and the Spotify's and all of that where you can stream your particular playlist. But when you're turning on a regular radio station that has advertisements or, you know, the media, you turn on the television, even Netflix will have commercials. And they throw in there statistics. And they say, oh, well, you know, if you're going to wash and do your load of laundry with this particular detergent, statistics show this. And then, you know, in that little fine print written down way below, it tells you how they really did the whole process and comparing the other detergent. It's the probability that this is going to work more than this other particular product instead of the possibility. The possibility is dream bigger dreams. I have a dream that one day, keep your dream alive. That's possibility. But if you get stuck in the probability, oh yeah, the doors close immediately. Because if we were to sit down long enough and add up our successes versus our failures, the probability is that our failures will be greater than our successes. It's just how life works. Fair or unfair? No, it's what it is. So open the doors of possibility, not probability. How one wins, take aim on the next step, the one step that's right in front of you. Don't get lost in this humongous picture that says you have got to soar right now. You can soar right now, but the soaring starts with the next step, just that one next step. And maybe paying that one bill of $35 that'll get you to paying off that bill of $3,500. It's the next step, but we have to take aim on that. How one wins, ask how for your season. Everything happens for a reason. Some things we just can't explain. Jonah, sitting in the whale, realized, I can't run from God. God's a bigger God than me. Now you heard me right. God's a bigger God than me. Stop trying to exhaust all of your resources and let God use his. Ask how for your season. It's not easy to really shift your mind into thinking outside of the box. But you can do it by taking one step at a time. That'll lead to your miles of greatness. Maybe you want some help with that. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. There I have a free gift for you. It is Cyber Monday, but guess what? You don't have to have any money for this. All you have to do is have a heart and really have the attitude of how one wins. What's my next step? Click on the link, Take Aim. It's a free coaching call with me. You can take advantage of Cyber Monday. Consider it that. It's free anyway. But take your heart up on it. See what God has in store for you. It'll begin our conversation specific to your life's circumstances, your journey. I would be honored to come beside you and help you in your walk so you know how to take that next step, strategies and tools to implement right now, today. Click on that link. Everything happens for a reason. We don't always understand why. It can be quite baffling. Why does someone die sooner than they are old? Why does a child die versus an adult live? Not fair. But everything happens for a reason. We don't always have the answers. We don't always know where this will lead us. But what I do know is that when you trust and you stop running, like Jonah did, that God can take you and your life and make a humongous change. The whale spit Jonah out. He was safe. Jonah went on to do God's work. That's what God is asking of you. Are you willing to take that chance with God and say, how one wins? Opening yourself up to I'm possible, the possibility, and understanding that one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.